Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the ever spectacular and effervescent Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Friday, August 18th, 2023, TGIF. If ever I needed a Friday, Mr. Zommers, this would be it.
It's been one of those weeks.
But we have arrived at Friday, and I'm thankful for it, and thankful for all of you for tuning this in and listening to us. Hopefully your day is going well here. Big show today, by the way. Big show. Great guests. Makes me a happy camper. Coming up at the 1:30 hour, at the bottom of this hour, our friend and ongoing contributor of the show, Mr. Brady Ewing. He is a former Wisconsin football player, not just a player, was a letter winner, was the captain of the team his senior year, along with Russell Wilson, Aaron Henry, and there was one more. See, I always forget. Anyway, Brady was captain of the team and won 3 Big Ten championships under coach Brett Bielema back in the 2010s, I guess you'd say. Great guy. Great person. He's going to be in here. And then went on to have a career in the NFL, the league, as they say, for Atlanta and Jacksonville. Brady Ewing will be here at the bottom of the hour. He is actually back coaching some high school football now. So he's going to be talking. And, of course, across the Civic Media Radio Network, we have all kinds of high school sports going on, from Richland Center, our friend Phil Nee in Richland Center, also up in Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, the great Chad Holmes there as well, and down in Racine and Waukesha, Don Brown and others. So all kinds of high school football across the Civic Media Radio Network. Kicked off a little bit last night, a full slate of games across Civic tonight. So I'll be talking to Brady about that. Also talking to him about Wisconsin football. The Badgers kicking off in, I believe, 3 weeks here. Coming up pretty fast. The 1st of September, I believe. So was it 2 or 3 weeks? Anyway.
I think
2 weeks. 1st of September. And also we're going to get Brady's take on the Pac-12 imploding, essentially no more. Now that Oregon and Washington are coming to the Big Ten along with USC and UCLA from the Pac-12. So that would be talking to Brady, and also anything else Brady wants to talk about, because he's an interesting dude and a great guy, so he'll be at 1:30. And then in the 2 o'clock hour, 2:15, I'm telling you, set the VCRs and join the kids, bring them in from outside, it's too hot, and sit them on down. Kira Saban will be here, our life coach, our friend, our love guru. I'm not talking a lot about love today, but basically when you reach that point, and I think we all, if you live long enough, you've reached that point, a point in your life where you just say, none of this is working. It might be professional, it might be personal, and you just feel like you got to start over. How do you do that without burning, figuratively speaking, without burning everything down? How do you kind of get a fresh start on your life? Back to school, going to happen here in a couple of weeks. I think already happened for a few people.
Poor souls.
Yeah, I know, right? But back to school coming up. Kind of that fall season, now that summer is, I can't believe I'm going to say this, summer is almost over. God, that's just crazy. But how do you start over, either professionally or personally? Kira Saban will be in at 2:15. She'll walk us through that, and if we're nice to her, she might even take a couple of calls. So Brady Ewing and Kira Saban, and of course, at 2:50-ish, we have Mr. Zommers with his board game of the week. So looking forward to that.
And me as well.
Hey, have you got something yet or not so much?
Figure it out. Most of the time I do it beforehand, but every once in a while I gotta, you know, scramble a little bit, but that's right. Okay. I have a few that I'm thinking about. There was one that I was hoping to do that I found out might not exist. I'm not going to explain that further.
All right, very good. Yeah, I know we communication has been a problem this week for a communication company. So I was supposed to get Mr. Zahmer something and that didn't happen. So
that's not a big deal.
Oh, well. And I'm still dealing with the group or the croup or whatever it is. Maybe there's an air advisory in all seriousness. Another air advisory out for this weekend for bad air due to the Canadian wildfires. So anyway, so we got that going for us as well. And by the way, if you're going to get yourself a talk show, here's what you need. You need a paper card with all your information on it so you can do this. So you can just snap it like that. All the greats, Carson, Letterman, other people that had radio talk shows, forget the Google documents. Forget the electronic stuff. What you need yourself is some good old let's cut down a tree and have a paper card. And by the way, I'm not saying I'm nearly as great as any of those people I mentioned. I'm just saying if you want to feel like that, all you really need is a paper card with all your information on it right here in my hot little hands. We're going to come back and talk about a couple of interesting things here in this first segment. Get your take on this. First of all, I was on As Goes Wisconsin this morning with the great Jay Matner and Greg. And because Kristen is out today.
Right, right.
And they were fantastic. And so we talked about a couple of these issues. And we're going to talk about, I'm going to get your phone calls. What do you think of the Mike Lindell? Yes, the MyPillow guy. Mike Lindell having an election summit to secure our elections. Would you trust the MyPillow guy with your elections? We'll talk about that when we come back. And also, peacocks getting vasectomies. Down in Florida. It's a real thing. We'll tell you about it on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead and having fun doing so. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show for a TGIF episode. It is Friday, August 18th. Mr. Aaron Zahmer is on the board. Welcome back to the show. Coming up here at 1:30, Brady Ewing, former captain of the Wisconsin Badger football team and from the NFL, will join us. He is actually back in Wisconsin coaching a little high school football now and will join us to preview the Badger team and all things sports-related at the bottom of the hour. And then in hour two, Kira Sabin, our life coach, is in, helping us to talk about starting over. If you reach that point professionally, personally, perhaps both, how do you start over without burning everything down? We'll talk to Kira about that in hour two. Right now, time for a new segment that we're going to call My Pillow Talk with Mike and Michael. Welcome to My Pillow Talk with Mike and Michael. That's it. That's all I got. I just like that. A little Herb Elpert for you. Music for dining there back in my old RCO days. This is fantastic, by the way. This, and I have to give credit to our friend Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call from 12:15 to 1, directly before our show, who is off, by the way, getting himself hitched. Married to his lovely and talented bride, and we congratulate them both on this weekend's wedding, the nuptials. Luke Stern told me about this story before he left yesterday, and I checked into it, and it's fantastic. It appeared on the ever resourceful and reliable, I can't even say it, news network called Real American Voices. Real American Voice. Well, apparently, today, I think, is the last day of this. Down in Springfield, Missouri, the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, is holding what he is calling the Lindell Election Summit. Secure our elections immediately. With the subheadline, the world will watch as the plan is unveiled.
I have a question.
Yes.
Isn't Mike Lindell bankrupt because no one buys his stuff now that they know he's alt-right, and also because he had to pay a bunch of money to all this fake election scheme stuff?
Well, if you watch on TV, every once in a while his ads still come on, and then he interrupts himself and says, you know, I'm interrupting this TV ad to bring you special news. Now we have my slippers. made from crap. They'll last about 2 days and they'll cost you $39. I don't know what it is. But he's still selling stuff.
You know, I don't want Mike Lindell's pillows cradling my neck as I sleep. Right. Much less do I want his hands cradling the foundations of America.
That's a great way to put it. This is how bizarre we've gotten, folks. That still the former president of the United States, the leading Republican contender for 2024, Donald Trump, despite his 90-some-odd indictments, still hanging around and taking counsel from Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. Well, anyway, Lindell is having an election summit, as he calls it, down in Springfield, Missouri. And let me just read you some of the folks, some of the highbrow, respectable people that are going to be there. From the Fox News, Lou Dobbs, always an authority. The defender of democracy, Steve Bannon. Yes, that nut job. The Trump Steve Bannon. We also have Rudy Giuliani. I'm not sure if his hair is freshly dyed or if it'll still be running down his face. Also, former general, and I use that in the lightest terms possible, Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn is there. But here's the kicker for us in Wisconsin. Also, on the headline of Mike Lindell's election summit, former Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gabelman.
Naturally. Right?
So Robin Voss, of course, and by the way, here's what's popping with Robin Voss, the speaker of the state assembly. Good old Robin Voss from Burlington, the popcorn king, as they call him on As Goes Wisconsin. Here's what's popping with Robin Voss. Of course, he gave Michael Gabelman, the former conservative Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice, about $2 million and counting of our tax money to find election fraud. Well, of course, he couldn't find any. And then he goes around and he tries to stab Voss in the back, and now Voss doesn't want anything to do with him. Well, apparently Mike Gabelman is still able to travel around on that $2 million of our tax money because he's down in Missouri at this election summit held by Mike Lindell. And here's their big plan to make sure that our elections are safe and secure. Incidentally, just important to point out a fact. The 2020 election has been confirmed, verified, and sealed as one of the most safe and secure and accurate elections in U.S. history. Period.
I'm sure it's the most audited.
Probably. So this whole notion that, A, that there's a problem with our elections is false. And we've talked about this before, that the Republicans, and you're going to hear a lot about this leading up to the Republican presidential debate next Wednesday, how, oh my gosh, we can't trust people in our election system. And you know who they're going after. They're going after our friends and neighbors, the retired folks, the people taking a day off, as was pointed out in the last segment on this. It's not just all retired people. Some people take a vacation day to do a public service, to go work the polls. These people are not cheating us out of our elections. They're not doing anything wrong. Yes, okay, fine. So there's a bad apple here and there. Less than a handful. But it has been proven time and again that there was no fraud that even rose close to the election of making any sort of a significant difference in the outcome of the last election. And if you don't want to take my word for it, how about that of the former Vice President, Mike Pence, who said exactly that earlier this week? So this whole notion of election fraud is just a ruse to get us ginned up. But here's good old Mike Lindell, down in Missouri with Michael Gabelman. That's what we're calling this Pillow Talk with Mike and Michael. I like the sound of that, right? Mike and Michael. They make a lovely couple at the Gay Pride Parade.
The Gabelman Pride Parade.
The Gabelman. Maybe we should rename that. I'll lead the charge.
Maybe we can use the money that he, if we get him to pay back those $2 million, we can use that to sponsor the next Gabelman Pride Parade.
Right. Yeah, that'd be great. Maybe I think this is, we're onto something here. So my pillow talk with Mike and Michael. You got Mike Lindell and Michael Gableman, and here's their big plan. They want to go back to all paper ballots and have them hand-counted in public. Well, like I said before on this show, I mean, back when I lived out in Bloom Township in Richland County, it was paper ballots when I first started voting out there. And little by little, it's gone to, and what people don't understand is when you hear the phrase electronic voting, there is a paper component to it, all right? When you vote on an electronic machine, it's not just on a hard drive. There's actually a paper, and you can usually see it on most machines, a little paper, it looks like an adding machine tape next to it that shows who you voted for. And that's the backup to the electronic form. So anyway, they're down there. Would you trust Mike Lindell with your vote? Would you trust him to overhaul your voting machine? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I would
and
not.
And we did get a comment on Facebook from Matthew.
Oh, yes. Let's see. What have we got here? I've never understood the paper ballots, says Matthew. Says human error seems to be a much bigger issue. In any area dominated by one party, it would be easier to steal. All right, good point. But again, I've spent a lot of time at a lot of elections in my life in politics. I was part of a recount. I represented a sheriff up in Shawnee County in a Republican primary, a six-way Republican primary, and it was within 30 votes. So I represented one of the candidates in sitting there and watching a recount of every single ballot. And at the end of the day, the outcome didn't change. The person that won instead of winning by the guy who I was representing, instead of winning like by 30 or 40 votes, he won by 60. And so it was very accurate. And up there, they had a paper ballot. They also had the kind where you have the card where you draw from one side to the other, like connect the dot and slide it into a scanner. And they also have the electronic one where you touch the screen to vote and it has the paper roll next to it. They had three different forms of voting at the time in Shawnee County. So I've stood there and watched this. And in Wisconsin, we have a very safe and secure ballot system. But good comment. I appreciate that. On the Facebook, or we got Facebook, we got Twitter, now we got YouTube, StreamYard, all these great things you can hit us up on. I want to get to this before the break. Great story from CBS News in Miami. First reported here on this network by As Goes Wisconsin's Kristen Bry. Dateline, the village of Pine Crest, Florida, outside of Miami, announcing that they will not, this is true, not made up, this is true, they will now perform vasectomies on peacocks.
And here's where I bring up a comment from earlier from Tony that I did not bring up earlier because I knew the answer was yes. Tony asks, will there be more bird sex talk like on As Goes Wisconsin? And the answer is yes.
Absolutely there will be bird sex talk. This apparently is a problem down in Florida. According to Dr. Don J. Harris, he says that snipping the tube on a peacock is easy and quick. Says 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And when the peacock wakes up, he didn't know what happened. My question is, has anybody asked the peacock? I bet he does know what happened. Now, apparently the population of peacocks is so out of control in Pinecrest, Florida, it's leaving messes behind on driveways and scratching cars. And one of the people in the town said this, quote, and they're really loud, especially during mating season, unquote. Who knew the peacocks were screamers?
Interesting, interesting.
Very verbal the peacocks are, apparently. I mean, we have a geese problem here in Wisconsin. Are we going to start snipping geese?
I think the Wisconsin solution is more to shoot them.
Right. I mean, that's exactly right. So I don't, there's, I find that very interesting. I did not know there was a and peacocks, by the way, are not native to Florida. You'd think, well, it's warm down there, but apparently they're not native. And so they're an invasive species in Florida.
It's so funny to think of peacocks as an invasive species. Like you have zebra mussels and you have peacocks.
But I mean, you wake up one day and there's a couple of peacocks going at it on your Ford Bronco or whatever you're driving. I'm not sure. Maybe they should get a MyPillow. If they slept on a MyPillow, they wouldn't be able to sleep. There'd be no sex amongst the peacocks. All right, we'll turn things around here. We'll come back and regroup. We got Brady Ewing on the other side talking about Badger sports. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app, you can download it at your Apple or Android app store. Great to have you back on a Friday, August 18th. Mr. Zommer is on the board. It is 1:33, and if ever there was a Friday that I needed to talk to a friend and just chill and talk sports, it would be today. Pleased to welcome friend, colleague, and continuing contributor to the show, Mr. Brady Ewing, who is a three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badgers, captain of the team his senior year, and went on to be an NFL veteran with Atlanta and Jacksonville. Mr. Brady Ewing, how the heck are you?
Doing great, Todd. Good to join you guys again. It's been a little bit. A lot going on in the sports world, so excited to catch up and touch base.
Right? As I guess the kids still say it. It's been a minute. That's what they tell me the kids still say it.
It's been a hot minute.
Now, speaking of, you're back around the kids, and I think, by the way, this is spectacular. You told me as we were prepping for the show this week, you are back in the Wisconsin high school football scene, this time as a coach. Tell us about it.
It's super exciting, and it's been just an absolute blast to work with the kids. But it's something that the head coach here at Richland Center, Andy Troxel, approached me about, and I had been helping out in the weight room here this winter and spring and absolutely loved it. And he approached me and just wanted to know if it was something I'd be interested in on more of a part-time basis to help ease the transition, and discuss it over with family and my wife. And I still want to prioritize coaching the kids and family time and all of that, but Andy's given me some flexibility in my schedule to be able to be around it and contribute. So it's been an absolute, honestly, just a blessing to be around the kids and help develop them and our team and community. So excited to see where the season goes and learning, you know, day by day on how to best work with and coach high schoolers.
And you're much younger than me, but do you remember, do you ever watch the reruns? You ever watch a show called Welcome Back, Cotter? You ever heard of that before?
I have not.
It's a great show from the 70s, and it was about this guy who I believe was set in Brooklyn or New Jersey or Philadelphia. I don't know, some big city. And Mr. Cotter had gone to this high school, and then here it is. Here's the theme song. Great, very nice, Mrs. Roberts. Here we go.
Welcome back.
See, very good. So he went away, and then his school, his alma mater, needed him to come back and teach these kids, and so he comes back to his old high school to teach. And just like Welcome Back, Cotter, it's Welcome Back, Mr. Ewing, as you're back in your alma mater teaching the running backs, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's awesome to be working with those kids, and they're so passionate. We could use a little bit more depth and some more numbers, but we have a great group of young men that have come together and trying to just share some of, like we do on these calls, right? Mm-hmm. Just share some of the wisdom and things that I've learned through the years, you know, studying defenses, studying offenses and techniques, and do it all within the system that Coach Troxel is building is pretty cool.
Now, what does it feel like to be back there on the field, on a Vitus Rip field, as a coach this time versus a player?
It'll be unique, honestly. So when I got done, I officiated a little bit for a year when they had still having officiating challenges in the WIAA for football officials. And we and put the crew together and help there. But even stepping on the field as an official, you know, it still gave you those butterflies. The game was moving fast and you just felt a part of something bigger than yourself. And I think leading in here to the first game of the week, already feeling that a little bit. So game time is what? It's 1:37 right now. Right? So it's the time's ticking down and you know, the coaches are sending their pregame text messages out and just final preparations. And you know what never ceases to amaze me though at any level?
What's that?
As a player, you take for granted how much time and preparation and attention goes into game planning and developing these athletes. And I think, you know, I've seen that at different levels, you know, when I coached in college, but to see in high school the amount of time that Coach Troxel invests along with all of the other coaches, from strength training to playbook preparation, just all of the things that, you know, practice plans and practice scripts and play calling. It's just, there's so much, and it's kind of a thankless job, but I think what's really cool is that, you know, we love it. And that's our way of, you know, giving back to the community, being involved in something we love, and hopefully developing these young student athletes to pursue greatness in whatever they choose to do, whether that's athletics or whatever, well, you know, the business world, whatever.
And it has to be super cool for the kids too. I mean, doing the rough math in my head, I'm terrible at math, but I mean, these kids might've been what, 5 when you were playing at Wisconsin? So I mean, they don't remember you playing there. So you're just like a legend, right? So I mean, here's a guy that played the same field that was a walk-on, that ended up being a captain of the Wisconsin football team, that won 3 Big Ten championships, went to 3 Rose Bowls, and then played the NFL, and here he is coaching us. I mean, that has to be super cool for them.
I can't speak for him, but there's been...
Well,
there's
I will. It is.
I will say there's been plenty of times where, you know, a kid comes into the weight room or comes to practice for the first day, and I just, you know, say hey to him and talking to him like anybody else, and you can... You know, just tell in their eyes they seem a little starstruck. And I guess I try to be very, very intentional to, you know, just reiterate that I'm a normal human being and I grew up and practiced on this same field. And I hope it gives kids encouragement that, you know, no dream is ever too big or, you know, to chase, because I was on that field at one point. I looked up to those high school football players when I was on that prep, you know, when I was younger. And, yeah, to be able to come full circle and now be involved, it's pretty special.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely fantastic. So congratulations and thanks for giving it back, Brady. Here we have on the line. Here we got Jeff in Shorewood saying on Wisconsin from the class of 1989. So very happy. There you go. Another Badger listening in this afternoon. So
awesome.
Fantastic. Now I got a beef, not with you, but with one of our current Wisconsin Badgers, who he's fantastic. I hope he wins the Heisman this year. But the Big Ten Football Network or somebody asked Braylon Allen to compile his ultimate Wisconsin running back. And I guess the deal is the key is running back, not fullback, which you played. Braylon Allen puts together his favorite Wisconsin running back, and he says the frame, he picks himself, Braylon Allen, the speed of Jonathan Taylor, the stiff arm of Melvin Gordon, the third down package of James White, the power of Ron Dayne, and the vision of Monty Ball. But what about the smoothness, the finesse of Brady Ewing at fullback? The toughness, the tough nut award of Brady. You can't make those holes. None of those guys are going to get a touchdown without the fullback. You understand?
I love it. That's quite the list, and I actually didn't see that. But to maybe the toughness of Brady Ewing or
exactly
the hands. I could catch the ball a little.
You could.
So maybe, you know, James White definitely could as well. He was great in blitz pickup, but I'll have to pick a bone with Braylon next time.
I guess because they asked him specifically for running back, but you would have thought he could have done a solid for all the unheralded fullbacks out there.
That's right. We were in the running back room too, you know.
Right?
Just not technically the quote-unquote running back.
I know. You're the workman of the football team. That's right. The fullback.
Yeah. Definitely an interesting position, and you just have to be versatile as far as running, blocking.
Do you think Fickell or Longo are going to use any fullback at all this year?
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I had talked with, you know, Longo about that during spring practices and just picked on him a little bit of, hey, man, doesn't look like you're going to have a fullback. And he said, don't worry, we'll be able to get to similar plays and similar sets with, you know, more of a tight end type guy. So he held me at bay for now. It'll be interesting to see how everything goes.
Well, let's talk about that. We got a 3 minutes here, 3.5 till the break. Let's preview a little bit of the Wisconsin football team. They're in fall camp now. Lots of anticipation. I know they're at number 19 in the preseason Associated Press poll and like 23 or something like that in the coaches poll. Once again, the Badgers in the top 25. I think Iowa was in one of those, but nobody else from the West. How do you think things are looking, Brady, for the Badgers as we go into the September 1st opener?
Yes. I mean, everything that I'm seeing, reading, and hearing has been super positive. It's always tough to tell coming out of camp, and I look at it now, even as a coach in the high school world, it's tough to tell how good you are when you've only been practicing against yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you're practicing against yourself, you're scrimmaging against yourself, and it's always a little bit nerve-wracking, and there's some uncertainty going into the first time you're going to, you know, strap it up against somebody else, a different school, a different color helmet and everything. So I think time will definitely tell, but everything I've been hearing and seeing have been positive. I like the fact that they, you know, went to Platteville for camp. I think that, especially bringing in different recruits and transfers, was probably a really, really good bonding experience for those kids or those student athletes. And everything I'm seeing and hearing is positive. And excited to see what they put out on the field and if they can bring these young athletes together as a team to go out and execute kind of a new vision and a new style of play.
We're talking with former Wisconsin Badger Brady Ewing, who is a three-time Big Ten champion with the Badgers, former captain, and spent 3 years in the league, better known to us as the NFL, joining us live from Richland Center. I misspoke, Brady. The opener is Saturday, September 2nd, not the 1st, so I'll correct myself, the 2nd of September at Camp Randall when things kick off for the Badgers. We here at Civic Media will be carrying them on WRCE in Richland Center, also Lake Air Radio up in Amory. Wisconsin Rapids also on there, and Racine and Kenosha. So all kinds of stations across the network to catch the Badgers this fall, and we're very happy. Matt LaPay, of course, back on the play-by-play. Mark Towser, former Badger and Packer, takes over the color commentator duties. What do you expect from Tausch and LaPay this fall?
Tausch keeps it real. I always enjoy hearing Tauscher's takes. I think he's done some minor color stuff for a little while, either with the Packers or the Badgers, and always enjoy his takes. I mean, that guy is nobody better as far as the Wisconsin roots that he has, you know, his Packer involvement. He knows the game, and he's not bashful, that's for sure. So I think Mike Lucas did a great job. I think he retired now, or you know, however things transpired there. And excited to hear Tausch call games and LaPay. I mean, I'm a huge LaPay fan.
Yeah,
great person. Obviously does a fantastic job with calling games. I still can remember Saturdays here in Richland Center listening to him call games if my dad and I and our family were out working in the yard or something. So anytime I hear him a call a game or a touchdown, it just gives me goosebumps up and down my spine. So
yeah, you and me both. Those guys. He's a great guy. And a few years back, I got SiriusXM radio in my truck. And on Saturdays, I'll kind of flip around because you can basically get all the different college games across Sirius on different network channels. And you're absolutely right. I've listened to guys on the SEC, the Pac-12, the ACC, all over the country. And of course, I'm biased, but if I'm just taking my Badger hat off for a second, I haven't heard any other college play-by-play announcer as good as or better than Matt LaPay.
Oh, I agree with that 100%. I mean, look at even in Richland Center, the job that Phil Nee does.
Yeah.
I mean, Phil, LaPay, Euchre, I mean, some legendary announcers in their respective markets and their respective sports and things like that. Just it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, no, we're very blessed at Civic here with Phil Nee at RCO and RCE, and then we've got Chad Holmes up at Bull Falls and Don Brown at Waukesha, down at WAUK, and several others. So yeah, I mean, we're from high school on through professional sports, we're pretty spoiled when it comes to good announcers here across the Wisconsin Radio Network. We're going to come back and talk to Brady a little bit about the Pac-12 implosion or explosion, whichever you want to call it, and how that's going to affect our Wisconsin Badgers. Because, Brady, it feels like, I mean, we got about 30 seconds here, but it feels like to me this is probably one of the best years for Wisconsin to have opportunity to win the Big Ten for a little while.
Yeah, to see some of the teams that are going to be coming in and the way that that landscape's going to change, it's going to be a lot of change, a lot of change.
And, those dreaded Oregon Ducks who stole the Rose Bowl away from us are going to be a part of our conference. Deplorable. We'll be back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. Brady Ewing of the Todd Allbold Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's what I want to hear. That's exactly what I want to hear, Mr. Zombers. A little on Wisconsin for you on a Friday. We're talking with former Wisconsin Badger. That is Brady Ewing. He is a 3-time Big Ten champion with the Badgers, former captain of the team, and an NFL veteran with Atlanta and Jacksonville. Brady, always great to have you take your time. We appreciate it with us and for the listeners as well. You and I are both Big Ten fans. The Big Ten is about to change dramatically after this season.
Mm-hmm.
It was announced 2 weeks ago that now Washington and Oregon are also joining the Big Ten from the Pac-12, joining USC and UCLA. So all four of them will be in the Big Ten next year. And it's really looking like it's going from the Power 5 to the Power 2. The Big Ten versus the SEC, maybe the Big 12. The ACC is on the ropes as well. What are just your overall thoughts about, on the large scale, what's happening to college football?
It's continuing to evolve. And it's, you know, you look at, we've talked about it before, but NIL and, you know, pay for play and all of that stuff, you know, it's becoming more and more so on the conference end of things with, you know, TV deals and, you know, just how the game continues to change. So it's going to, you know, I think there's going to be continued consolidation from my perspective. You know, it's going to continue to evolve and change, and the NCAA is going to evolve and change, you know, as time goes by. And I think it's really cool and exciting for the Big Ten. You know, we've been in some sort of a driver's seat position here and pulling in some really good historic programs. You can bring in a different time zone. It'll be interesting, you know, tactically to see how the schools balance that, you know, from, you know, Maryland traveling, you know, out west right. to California or whatever. It's just, you know, you deal with that more on the NFL basis, and typically you leave 2 days before the game just to adjust to a different time zone and things like that. So my head starts to tactically go to little things like that. But overall, I think it's a positive for the Big Ten versus, you know, kind of exploding like you had mentioned before.
Well, that's an interesting perspective. And this is great because you've had both experiences, both as a college player, the Big Ten, and then as an NFL player. And as you said, in NFL, you might leave 2 days before instead of a day before. But think about these student athletes in Rutgers and Maryland taking that away trip out to Oregon or, you know, Washington or LA. I mean, then transfer that back as a student athlete having to still get grades, tests, all that. I mean, what does that do to the student athlete?
It's honestly, it puts a lot of stress on you. I think of when we would fly to, you know, most any game we could, fortunately, because it saved a ton of time. But if you're playing a night game, you know, even in the same time zone or, you know, an hour apart, you know, a lot of times you're getting back, you know, 2-3 in the morning. And then, you know, you wake up on that Sunday and you got to be in the facilities to watch film, to do weight training, to do all of that stuff on, you know, Sunday mid-morning usually. And so, you know, it just totally changes your schedule, your routine that you're used to, you know, bouncing between different time zones and, you know, trying to figure out how to balance that. So, and plus you might miss an extra day of class if they do end up going and traveling earlier to try to adjust to those time zones better. So, you know, there's good frameworks from everything I experienced in place to help manage that, but it's just another variable that needs to be taken into account.
Are we headed, Brady, in your opinion, do you think this is ultimately leading to essentially an NFL model where you have an AFC and NFC? Is there going to be, whether you want to call it the Big Ten versus the SEC, is it going to come down to essentially another version of the NFL?
I do think it's going that direction. It feels like there's, you know, those are the two conferences or, you know, quote unquote divisions that are going to survive as things continue to transpire here. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see, you know, they've already adjusted the playoffs to include more teams, but it'll just be interesting to see how, you know, some of these other factors are taken into account. And if you do have these super conferences, you know, do they make the seasons longer? Which I think is going to be tough with college student athletes. You know, there's already a lot of debate about that in the NFL on what they're doing to season length and preseason games and things like that. So
I don't
have a gold ball, but I think there's going to be a lot of changes coming, continuing to come.
You answer this one as much as you feel comfortable, because I know that, you know, a lot of the people that were involved personally, from coaches to players to other people, and I don't want to put you in an uncomfortable position, but I'm genuinely interested in your take on this, because after this season, there will be no more divisions East and West in the Big Ten. It's going to be all back to one the way it used to be when it was 12 teams or 10 or whatever. But now, what are we up to? 16, 18 is going to be. And the opportunity for Wisconsin to finish in the top two of this, it's much tougher and much slimmer. Do you think that did Barry Alvarez, maybe giving Chris McIntosh some advice, did someone foresee this coming? And was that part of the reason this coaching change was made? No offense to Paul Christ or anybody else, but did they see that this whole thing was going to change and they needed a guy like Fickell who was going to adapt to this new system?
And that's honestly something I hadn't thought of. I have no idea. But to your point, I think the way that this, you know, the conference were set up previously, we were in an advantageous position.
Exactly.
To, you know, I think Iowa and Nebraska had a couple good years there and, you know, a few others, but that, you know, you had Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State on the other side. So there's, you know, it never really felt perfectly balanced for me. I know it was more of a location-based switch, you know, with the East and West and or the Legends and Leaders. Didn't it used to be called the Legends?
yes, absolutely.
Like but yeah, it never really felt quite balanced to me, and I think that played to our favor in the past. And
I agree. I mean, you could have won. You could have competed for championships all day long under that system with Chris system. But I just think once we're going to this one, and all I know Paul Christ not as well as you. I love him. He's a great person, a great coach. I just don't know that you could have taken the Christ system and plugged it into 2025 and beyond and stayed competitive in the top two.
Yeah. I mean, you look at some, you know, you look at the bowl records too. You know, there was some times where you'd get together with a really great team that ran a certain style system that would be similar to like their Ohio State or Michigan. And, you know, sometimes we did well and fared well against that. Other times we didn't. So I think I love Coach Chris as well. I love the system he ran. And, you know, but times in college football continue to change.
Well, one thing that should not change is great people like you. And by God, Phil Longo better put in a fullback or I'm going to be ticked off. So I want to see a fullback out there on this Paul. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. Look forward to it. Enjoy my time. Thank you.
Brady Ewing, you are the best, my friend. He is Brady Ewing. We'll be back on the other side with hour number two of the Todd Allball Show. Kira Sabin is up next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.